Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
Last weekend, the Ohio High School Athletic Association crowned 28 regional football champions. This Thanksgiving week, they'll meet in the state semifinals for the chance to play for a state championship in Canton in December. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister, and I thank you for joining us for the next 30 minutes as we set the scene across Ohio for this week's playoff games. In this week's show, we'll break down the state semifinal pairings and get regional reports from broadcasters around the state. But first, after this timeout, we'll go to Stark County, home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the OHSAA Football Championship games, and talk with Rich DeRozier. A reminder, the Divisions 1, 2, 3, and 5, those state semifinals are on Friday night, while Divisions 4, 6, and 7, those state semifinals come up on Saturday. All games kick at 7 o'clock. But first, let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. You are listening to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Everyone knows chocolate milk is delicious, but who knew chocolate milk was a noteworthy source of nourishment? It's packed with essential nutrients. Who knew chocolate milk was an exceptional source of energy? Plenty of protein and carbs to fuel and replenish. Who knew chocolate milk was a remarkable way to rehydrate? Water and electrolytes to replace fluids. When you're active, chocolate milk is a delicious way to nourish, energize, and rehydrate. Choose chocolate milk.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame invite you to the 2022 Football State Championship Games in Canton at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Log on to OHSAA.org for information on the playoffs, state championship games, and tickets, including indoor stadium club passes. Make it a weekend to remember in Canton with the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the OHSAA Football State Championships.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
Hey football fans, now's the perfect time to rush to Canton to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Located only a short drive away, the hall provides experiences you can't get anywhere else. Enjoy the Super Bowl Theater, the Game for Life holographic experience, interactive displays, one-of-a-kind memorabilia, and lots more. The hall is open 7 days a week, so what are you waiting for? Get off the bench and get into the game. Tickets are available right now at ProFootballHOF.com.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. For the OHSAA Radio Network, which, as a reminder, will broadcast all seven football state championship games live from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton on December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Tickets for the state championship games and all of this week's regional finals, those are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets. Earlier this week, we called over to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton and chatted with Rich DeRozers, who is Chief Communications Officer for the Hall of Fame, to talk about all things football in Canton, from Enshrinement Weekend in August and the NFL Hall of Fame game to the OHSAA State Championship games in December.
Rich, let's start out our conversation and talk about just how big of a weekend this is for the folks at the Hall of Fame. Of course, certainly in August, you're very busy with the annual Pro Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement, but how big is this weekend and how important is it to the Hall of Fame?
Oh, it's such a big event to the Hall of Fame because it really shines a light on all of the high schools around Ohio, not just the seven classes, the 14 teams that are coming to play in the seven division finals here. Certainly they're in the spotlight, but it really casts a light on high school football in general in Ohio, which we think could compete with any other state in the country. Great kids, some of whom will go on to college careers, but for others, this will be it. This will be their last opportunity to play in a big stadium filled like this, and we want to roll out the red carpet for them because we know that they reflect the values of the game and what we talk about day in and day out of how football teaches so much to kids.
As I mentioned a moment ago, with what happens in August, that's something that takes a lot of planning, and I would imagine it's something that you're already working on for next August. Take me to the planning for the Ohio High School Athletic Association football playoffs. What kind of a time frame is it to get ready to host the championships?
You know, it's a little bit shorter than it is for the enshrinement, certainly. There are not quite as many moving parts and people coming from all over the country the way they will in August, but you know, August really prepares us for this and makes it very smooth, and certainly the entire team at the OHSAA makes it very smooth. I mean, it is a well-run operation, you know, with top-notch professionals who want to make sure that every student-athlete, every member of the schools, their families, you know, the administrators, the bands, the fans are all having the best experience that they can. So what we learn in August translates well to December. And we think that's one of the reasons that the OHSAA has enjoyed working with us, because we want to treat the kids and the fans and everybody well, and so do they.
You made a great point a moment ago about high school football in Ohio and how important that is. And as we all like to think, it's the best in the country as far as the competitiveness and the excitement level that surrounds all of it. But it's great to have the games played at a facility like this, because right across the street is the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And for every young football player in the state of Ohio, I mean, goodness sakes, that has to be something. I don't know that the thrill you can underline how big that is for a player and for their families and for the teams that come to the Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium.
Well, that's, you know, we like to think that that's part of the overall experience. Certainly from a travel standpoint, Columbus makes the most sense for many schools. You know, it is centrally located. It's a wonderful place to host the games. Kids get the opportunity to go out into Ohio Stadium and be on the same field as some of their heroes in the horseshoe. But we think the overall experience here in Canton is what makes it so special. It's a NFL quality stadium. It's a stadium that the NFL uses to kick off its season every year. It is a lighting, the turf, the locker rooms are all at NFL standards. And then you get the experience of actually going to the museum itself, and that becomes part of the weekend for the kids. And, you know, just the experience from when that bus rolls in at the first moment to where it leaves after the game, and you know, one of those teams in each division is going to be carrying the winner's trophy and one's going to be carrying the runner-up trophy, and that's going to sting to not win that game. But we like to think that overall experience is something that they'll cherish for the rest of their lives.
Rich, talk to me about some of the other things that go on surrounding the games this week, or when the games come to Canton the following week. Certainly the championship games are the focus. There's so many other things going on at the Hall of Fame itself, and it's a big weekend for you folks with the games, but because of the amount of people that are going to have a chance to sample the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely, and what we hope that they do is, you know, take that back to their schools and their communities and say that this was a once-in-a-lifetime experience for them. And maybe it isn't once-in-a-lifetime. Maybe they say, you know what, it's only an hour away. It's only 2 hours away, and it's a great day trip. And certainly when the rest of the Hall of Fame Village complex that surrounds Benson Stadium and the museum, as that continues to evolve, there's even more to do here. You know, there's a zip line, and there's a Ferris wheel, and there's a play action plaza where kids can play and pass the football and test some of their skills, and you know, more venues are opening all the time, and it's certainly going to be a destination place for families and something that we just think can continue to build and build, and we love the relationship with the OHSAA and hope that it just goes on for many, many more years.
Rich, I know for a lot of fans, when they start planning their trip to Canton, when their teams qualify and make it to the state championship games, one of the first things that comes to their mind, where do I park? How do I access the stadium? And I know while there's still work being done, the situation is getting a little bit better around the Hall of Fame Stadium. Why don't you update us on all of that?
You know, Marty, maybe one more year where it's a bit of a challenge. We, you know, we acknowledge that. And we say thank you very much to the fans who have had to endure that. It certainly is a challenge when you're trying to build a multi-million dollar destination to create the kind of parking that's needed while you're continuing to, you know, to build out. So thank you to all the fans who've endured, and this might be the last really challenging year, and it's even better this year than it's been. There are, because some things have gotten completed on the Village, there's more surface parking right behind Benson Stadium. Look for the bubble, the dome structure on the Hall of Fame Village campus. There's lots of parking around that. There's parking down at Stadium Park, which is public parking just below the Hall of Fame near the Interstate 77 exit. There is some parking certainly around the neighborhoods, and fans who have come year in and year out. I'll bet the fans who follow Marion Local probably have their favorite parking places because they're over here all the time. And a few other schools that have made repeated trips over here probably have, they're probably on a first name basis with some of the neighbors who will politely sell you a spot in their front yard for $10. But there's much more than there has been, certainly than last year. We're in better shape and look to get even better in the years to come.
Everyone's excited about the state football championships in Canton, and that includes the folks at the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. And again, our thanks to Rich DeRosiers. Now let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we come back, we'll hear from radio announcers around Ohio. You are listening to the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
The year was 1907. The Chicago Cubs won the World Series, and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. A lot has changed since 1907, but not the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. Since 1907, the OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Ohio.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
How do you define strength? Is it physical?
I'm hot!
Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And we welcome you back to this week's show. Now it's time to break down the state semifinals with reports from radio broadcasters all across the state of Ohio. I'll start things out with a preview of one of the more highly anticipated matchups. That will be played at Piqua, which will be the side of the Division I semifinal between two teams that know each other so very well in the postseason, Cincinnati, Moeller, and Springfield. This will be the second straight year the two have met in the semifinals, with Springfield winning a thriller last year, 22-21, on their way to the state title game. The Wildcats are led by 4,000-yard passer Bryce Schondemeyer, quarterback. He's tossed 43 touchdown passes this season. He has a bevy of talented wideouts to get the ball to, led by Aaron Brown, who has six scoring plays of 40 or more yards this year. The Wildcats have lost five games over the last three seasons by a grand total of 19 points. Moeller has roared to the rematch courtesy of a high-powered offense that has scored 30 or more points eight times this year. Outstanding running back Jordan Marshall has rushed for 1,786 yards this year, scoring 27 touchdowns. Marshall last week against a tough Lakota West defense gained 165 yards on the ground in the Moeller win. The Wildcats and Crusaders each enter the game with just one loss, Moeller at 13-1, Springfield at 12-1. Should be a great one Friday evening at Pickwell. All right, let's move around the state now and get other reports. Let's start now with our friend Chris Solwecki from the Game Day Broadcasting Sports Network with a report on South Central Ohio with Ironton and Fort Fry in semifinal action.
Thanks very much, Marty. Coming out of the Southland, there are two teams remaining in the semifinals of the state championships, one in Division 5, one in Division 6. We begin on Friday night. Division 5, the Ironton Tigers remain undefeated at 14-0 as they enter state semifinal weekend. They waltzed into the state semis, defeating Harvest Prep 34-0. Quarterback Taden Carpenter completed 75% of his passes at 15 for 20, 243 yards, and 3 touchdowns in the win. He also helped his team with his legs, carrying the ball 10 times for 31 yards and another TD. One of the beneficiaries of Carpenter's throws was wide receiver number 3, Ty Perkins, who made 5 receptions for 123 yards and 3 touchdowns. The Tiger defense forced 4 turnovers as well. They will face Germantown Valley View, who enter the matchup 13-1 after defeating West Milton-Milton Union 21-7 in the regional finals. Fast forward to Saturday night, the Fort Fry Cadets in Division 6. They defeated Bel Air for the second time in 2022, this time by a score of 35-28 to get to the state semis. Their opponent will be the Kirtland Hornets, who are 14-0. They defeated Mogador over the weekend 30-0. Fort Fry head coach Eric Huck says Kirtland is a very physical team that plays fast and runs the ball very, very well, and they do a great job of reading their keys defensively and pursuing the ball. He says the key is to get a playmaker out in space. One of those playmakers for the Cadets is Owen Brown. He had 17 carries for 160 yards and 2 touchdowns to go along with 2 receptions for 30 yards. That's 19 touches, 190 yards, averaging 10 yards per touch for Brown. Austin Powell added 15 carries for 113 yards in that 35-28 victory over the Big Reds in the regional final game. It's going to be an incredible state semifinal weekend. Find a game and watch it. For the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show, I'm Chris Solwecki.
Chris, thanks very much. Lakewood St. Edward is making its second straight trip to the Final Four and 12th in school history. Coach Tom Lombardo has his top-ranked team ready for another possible trip to Canton. Here's Adam Mendoza with the Eagles Sports Network.
The old saying, defense wins championships, has been a big factor for the Eagles. They've posted 2 shutouts and allowed only 13 points so far in the postseason. They are led by 2 D1 commits, Michael Kilbane, who is the Northeast Ohio Defensive Player of the Year, and Wyatt Gideon up front. The secondary is young, but the tough schedule has matured that group, led by Cy Colvin and Bradley Eaton. The offense has been moving the ball against some of the toughest teams in the state and the country. They are big, averaging 6'3", 280 pounds. They're led by juniors Ben Robeck, Devontae and Deontay Armstrong, and senior center Ben Wolverton. Junior quarterback Casey Bullock has completed nearly 80% of his passes. If he gives the ball away to his running back, that's Marvin Bell, who's rushed for over 1,500 yards. Kion Mason, also a threat as a receiver and returner. Earlier this year, he returned a kick for 99 yards against Maslin. He, along with Grady Lenz-Pfeiffer, are considered sure-hands receivers. The Eagles will look to avenge a 1976 loss to Gahanna Lincoln in the state semifinals. Adam Mendoza, Eagles Sports Network, for the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show.
As far as big games go, well, it doesn't get much bigger in high school football in the northeast part of the state than Maslin, Washington, and Akron Archbishop Hoban. Here with the preview from WAKR Radio in Akron is Ray Horner.
Well, this week in the playoff semifinals, it's Maslin against Archbishop Hoban. When you look at the Knights, 13-1, and of course those state titles, 5 under the direction of head coach Tim Terrell under their belts. But if you look at a similar opponent this year between Hoban and Maslin, what stands out is the matchups against St. Ed's. Maslin defeated St. Ed's 31-28, while Archbishop Hoban fell to St. Ed's by the score of 41-20. The Knights in their 4 playoff games are rolling, outscoring their opponents 186 to 41. Meanwhile, you look at Maslin. This is a team last week that took care of the Lake Blue Streaks 24-7. For the Tigers, watch out on defense for Dorian Pringle. He leads the team in tackles. He's averaging 8 tackles a game, 3 quarterback sacks on the season. And Will Trail Hartson on the offensive side, 15 touchdowns and 138 yards rushing per game. This one should be a monumental matchup in Akron at InfoCision Stadium Friday night at 7 o'clock. Maslin 12-1, Hoban 13-1. For WAKR Radio in Akron and for the OHSAA Preview Show, I'm Ray Horner.
Now let's check in on Division 6 and Division 7 semifinals. And to do that, let's dial up our friend Ron Brunswick from Salina's WCSM.
For the 29th season, the MAC will send at least one team to the state semifinals. Marion Local and New Bremen makes it the 25th time that at least two teams will play in the Final Four. Marion Local, a 12-time and defending state champ, come in ranked number one and winners of a state-high 30 wins in a row. They have outscored their playoff opponents 191-3. For this season, the defense has pitched 10 shutouts and given up a state-low 33 points. Not to be outdone, the offense has scored 572 points and are led by the running and catching of Darren Meyer, Kyle Adi, and Drew Loss, who have accounted for a total of 57 touchdowns. Quarterback Tate Hess has been Mr. Consistency, throwing for 16 touchdowns with only one interception. He has also rushed for 4 scores. They will meet Columbus Grove for the 4th time in school history, with the Flyers leading the series 2-1. Columbus Grove Lone's win was a state final win in 2003. The Bulldogs were the NWC runner-up and are led by sophomore running back Trenton Barraza, who has rushed for 1,567 yards and 13 touchdowns. 2 all-league linebackers will lead a defense that shut out previously undefeated Columbia in the Region 22 championship. Kickoff at 7 o'clock Saturday at Lima Spartan Stadium. I'm Ron Brunswick for your sports leader, WCSM, reporting for the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show.
Now let's move on and get a preview of one of the Division 4 semifinals. Jefferson area takes on Cleveland Glenville. With a look at that game, here's Jordan Wetson from Ashtabula's WFUN.
The 11-3 Jefferson Falcons, led by second-year coach Brandon Hanna, face off for the first time against an undefeated Glenville team with size and big-time college recruits. The Falcons are led by dual-threat senior quarterback Grant Hitchcock, who's been instrumental for Jefferson in their path to the Final Four. In their come-from-behind victory over West Branch, Hitchcock had 6 scores, including 4 rushing touchdowns, 1 in the air, and a punt return to the house. You can't talk about Glenville football without mentioning longtime head coach Ted Ginn Sr. The undefeated Tarblooders are led offensively by Deshante Jones, who rushed for 287 yards and 5 scores in Glenville's regional matchup over Van Wert. Senior linebacker and Ohio State commit Arvell Reese and junior corner Bryce West will lead the Tarblooders defensively in trying to stop Jefferson's offense. I'm Jordan Wetson with ESPN 970 WFUN for the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show.
Central Ohio has 3 teams playing for a berth in Canton next week. Newark Catholic, Bloom Carroll, and Gehanna Lincoln. With a preview from Columbus's 97.1 The Fan, here's Ryan Baker.
In Division 1, Region 3, Gehanna knocked off New Albany for the second time this season, 25-17. The win was the school's 3rd regional title and first since 1982. The Lions got a huge game from wide receiver Makai Shaheed, who had a 64-yard touchdown catch and returned a kick 88 yards for a score. Gehanna takes on Lakewood St. Ed's at Mansfield's Arlen Field Friday night. In Region 11, Central District Offensive Player of the Year Dylan Armentrout started it and ended it for Bloom Carroll. The junior running back had an 80-yard touchdown run on the first play from scrimmage and scored the game winner with a minute 14 left as the Bulldogs beat Watterson 33-28. Armentrout finished with 188 yards and 3 touchdowns on 17 carries. It's the 3rd straight regional championship for Bloom and their first in Division 3. Bloom Carroll battles Tipp City Tippecanoe this Friday in London. They say defense wins championships, and that's exactly what Newark Catholic has done to win their 3rd straight Region 27 crown. The Green Wave beat River 27-12, holding the Pilots to just 41 yards rushing and 34 points below their season average of 46. In the playoffs, Newark Catholic has given up a total of 19 points and pitched 2 shutouts. The Green Wave look to make it back to the state title game when they face Warren JFK at Orville's Red Rider Stadium on Saturday. For High School Football Overtime on 97.1 The Fan, I'm Ryan Baker.
That's a look at the state semifinal reports from all across Ohio. Now let's step aside for a few messages from the OHSAA, and when we come back, we will wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school. Plus, all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Before we wrap up this week's show, let's remind everyone that complete statewide playoff brackets are available on the OHSAA website at OHSAA.org, along with the football playoff histories of every school in Ohio. Looking ahead to the state championships, all session tickets are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets. That includes a special ticket package with indoor access at the stadium club during and after every game. This weekend, Spectrum will cover all 14 state semifinal games, including two games on Spectrum News 1 Friday night. Those two games are Lakewood St. Edward versus Gahanna Lincoln and Springfield versus Cincinnati Archbishop Moeller. In bonus coverage Friday night on Channel 314, Spectrum will have the Archbishop Holman versus Massillon Washington game, while on Saturday night, Channel 314 will have Steubenville versus Cincinnati Wyoming. A reminder that all 14 state semifinal games are available online at OHSAA.tv. In our next playoff preview show, we'll go inside the state championship game matchups. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. Our executive producer is Tim Street. Technical assistance provided by Yamo Media and Adam Dell. The OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show is a production of the OHSAA Radio Network.